Today's daf is Bechoris Daf Tesvav, and we will begin about 10 lines from the top of Daf Tesvav, Amud Aleph, the two dots, Avol Kodam Hekdesham. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sora Aliza. So the topic of the daf is the Mishnah on Daf Yudalit, which discusses the halachos of Psulei HaMukdashim. So what exactly is Psulei HaMukdashim? If somebody is makdish, an animal, he makes it hektish, chatos, oyla, shlomim, asham, toida, etc., the halacha is this animal will remain hektish forever, meaning he has no ability to now go and transfer the kedusha from the animal onto something else. And that's in contrast to most other types of hektish, where even after you're makdish something, there's a way to have seller's remorse. It's possible to transfer the kedusha that you just created onto something else. You could be poida maisa sheni, you could be poida something that you were makdish lebedek abayis. An animal, however, that you were makdish to go on the mizbeach, the halach is you can't be poida. There is one exception, however. That is if the animal gets a mum. If the animal gets a mum kavua, a permanent type of mum, then the halach is you could be poida. Meaning you could take the kedusha from the animal, you could transfer it onto something else. Stating that, the animal itself that you were just poida will not be yoitza l'chulun l'gamri, but rather it's still going to maintain some levels of kedusha. With regards to what dinim will that animal still have kedusha? So that was the Mishnah on Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. The Mishnah went through a whole bunch of different halachas, some of which we're going to discuss in this morning's daf. But from a high level, what the Mishnah did was, the Mishnah was mechalik between an animal that had this mum before it became hektish and an animal that acquired the mum after it was already hektish. Meaning, an animal that at the time that you were makdish, it already had this mum kavua, being that it got off on the wrong foot, it already had the mum at the time that you were makdish it. It's for that reason, its level of kedusha that it will have after pidyon is almost negligible, as the Mishnah spoke out. As it relates, however, to an animal that had kedusha saguf and only afterwards got this mum kavua, then the halach is that even though you could be poided, because now it already has a mum kavua, but being that there was a time where it had a regular hektish before it had the mum kavua, even though you could be poided, you will not be poided to the extent where you'd be able to remove the hektish lagamri. The carbon that was hektish, that has a mum, that you now are being poida so that it should be yoytze l'chulin, is what's known as psulei hamikdashim. So psulei hamikdashim is a carbon that has a mum, where the halach is you could be poida. Either way, the topic of the daf is the halachos of psulei hamikdashim. It's just one pasuk in the Torah Shebikzav that's very important to today's daf, and that pasuk is really the makar to this halacha of psulei hamikdashim. The idea that it's possible to be poida a carbon once it has a mum kavua, and that's a pasuk very much tucked away in Parshas Re'eh. It's Perek Yud Beis. It's pasuk Tesvav. The context over there is Moshe is telling the Yidden, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have an ability to bring karbanos. And he says, Hishamer lecha, be very careful, pentalo eloisecha b'chamakam ha-shatera, that you're going to decide that you want to bring a carbon wherever you want to bring a carbon. You can't do that. Kim ba'mokam ha-shivcha Hashem ba'achat shvatecha, shom talo eloisecha, v'shom tase koil ha-shem ha-noichi mitzavecha. Then he continues, and this is the pasuk we need, rak, b'chol avas nachfshecha tizbach v'yachal tobasar, kevirkas Hashem lekecha Hashem nosan lecha, b'chol So the juxtaposition is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidden, you're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to want to bring a carbon. You can't just bring a carbon wherever you want. Then the pasuk says, well, not so fast. You can do and bring a carbon anywhere you want. B'chol sha'arecha. Ha'tomei v'ha'tar yoichlenu katzvi v'kayel. In fact, a tomei could eat from this carbon, a tar can eat from this carbon. You could eat it the same way you could eat a tzvi and an ayah. What's the pshat? I thought we just said that you can't bring karbonos wherever you want. So how do you understand Pashup Shan and the Psukim? So Rashi brings Chazal, who said that the second Pasuk, the Pasuk that says that it's okay to bring a carbon wherever you want, is not talking about a regular carbon, but rather it's talking about a carbon that got a balmum, where the halacha is that if you're poided, it's yoytze l'chulin to the point that b'chol avas nafshecha tizbach v'yachal tobasa kivirkas Hashem alaykecha ashen nasan l'chal. So we're talking not about a regular carbon, but we're talking about a carbon that has a mum that you appoint it, what we know as psulei hamikdashim. It's that carbon that you can eat wherever you want. If that's the case, the last words of the pasuk then are very meaningful, because the pasuk said that this psulei hamikdashim is going to be treated katzvi v'ka'ayil. A tzvi and an ayil are both chayos. They're not behemoths. They're both chayos. They're kosher chayos. You're allowed to eat it. So essentially what the pasuk is saying is that you're allowed to eat the psulei hamikdashim acha pidyon the same way that you're allowed to eat a tzvi and an ayil. Either way, on that note, the Mishnah and the Sefer discuss psulei hamikdashim. So again, a carbon that has a mum, that you're going to be poida now, but where the hektish was kodam lemumun. First it was hektish, afterwards it had a mum. So over there, the Mishnah said, the halacha is that after you poida it, pturim min ha-bechayra, u'min ha-matanos. Zok the Gemara. Pturim min ha-bechayra, u'min ha-matanos, min ha-nimili. How do you know that? How do you know that this carbon is going to be potter from Bechar and potter from Matanois? Now, a little bit of Chazara. The halacha is that a firstborn animal has Kedusha, stating that it's only the firstborn animal of a behemoth's chulin that has Kedusha. Firstborn animal of a behemoth's kachim does not have Kedusha. Bechar is only chalan chulin, it's not chalan kachim. Another halacha, when you shecht chulin, you have to take the zroya, the lichayim and the keva, you have to give it to a kohen, stating that the Mishnah says in Perek Hazroi Lachayim and Kevim Esach Tuschulin that it's only noig bechulin, it's not noig bekachim. So when the Mishnah says that this carbon, the achar pidyoin, is potem and abechayra, and it's potem from Zroi Lachayim and Keva, what we're essentially saying is that even though it has a mum kavua, even though you appoint it, even though the Torah says you can eat it wherever you want, kitzviva ka'ayil, but at the same time, it still has certain halachas of hektish. It's potem and abechayra, just like hektish is potem and abechayra, and it's potem from Zroi Lachayim and Keva, just like hektish is potem from Zroi Lachayim. So, Tigmar Minani Mili Tanu Rabbanon, Tzvi. The Torah compares psuli amikdashim lachar pidyon to a tzvi. Ma tzvi potem and abechayra, just like a tzvi is potem and abechayra, psuli amikdashim. And you know tzvi is potman abechayra because it's a chaya, it's not a behemah. Shor oy kesef oy eski yivale, as opposed to a tzvi, which is a chaya. So just like a tzvi is potman abechayra, so too psulei hamikdashim is going to be potman abechayra. Oy tzani es abechayra, loy tzani matanos. Okay, so I have a makar to tell me that it's potter from abechayra. How do I know it's potter from zroy lechayim akeva? Talmud loymer ayil. It says ketzvi v'kayil. Ma ayil potman abechayra min amatanos. Absolutely hamikdashim p'turim abechayra p'turim matanos. Why is an ayil potter from matanos? Because an ayil is a chaya, and there's no halacha of zroy lechayim akeva. Says the Gemara, if you're telling me that psulei hamikdashim is treated like a tzvi and an ayil, it's treated like a chaya. So a chaya and a tzvi and an ayil are potter from Bechar. The potter from Zroi Lachayim and Keva, so to psulei hamikdashim and gam de behemois. So why don't we take it a step further? We know that you're not allowed to eat certain chalavim of an animal, but it's only chalavim of a behemoth. Chalavim of a chaya, you are allowed to eat. So freak the Gemara, why don't we say that psulei hamikdashim, la'acha pidyoin, you should be allowed to eat the chaylev dumya de tzviva ayol. Talmud boimer ach b'chola. Being it says in the pasuk, the word ach is always memait. So it's memait in this halacha to teach me that it's only kitzviva ka'ayol with regards to the chorin zroi l'chaim akeva. It's not like tzviva ayol as it relates to the halachas of chil. Omamar, oitzeh zeh b'chol, oitzeh zeh matonis. Brisa said that from the word tzvi, I would not be memait b'chor, I would not not be memait matonis. Shvek to be maishno, oitzeh zeh b'chor, shein shavu b'chol. That's why I need ayil. In other words, why is it, Freik de Gemara, that if there was only one miut, I would use it to be mamayit bechar? Maybe use it to be mamayit matanis. So the Gemara says because bechar in general is much less shchiach than matanis is. Every animal that you shecht, you have to be mafresh to matanis. Bechar is only a zachar, and it's only the firstborn zachar. Thus, being that bechar in general is something that's much less common, if I only had one pasuk, I only had kitzvi, I would have used it to be memayit for bechar. Now that I have tzvi and ayil, I use it to be memayit both. Frek to Gemara, Amalei Rav Papa Labai, Rav Papa Asked Labai. Ima tzvi v'ayil, ein oitz v'es b'noi noyig b'hen. Absolutely, I'm a kdosh, ein oitz v'es b'noi noyig b'hoi. Why don't we say that just like a tzvi and an ayil achai, you don't have the loch of oitz v'es b'noi, because oitz v'es b'noi, just like heter chelev, and just like isr chelev, and just like bechar, and just like matonis, only noyig by behemoth, they're not noyig by chai. So if we're saying that psulei hamikdashim is treated like a chaya, why don't we see it? They don't have the halacha of oisei v'esbenoi. Amalei, Sabaya told Rav Papa, what would be the svara to say that there's no oisei v'esbenoi? The Maimed Damasol, Ilo Chulin, Oisei Vesbenei Noyegboi, Vila Kachim, Oisei Vesbenei Noyegboi. In other words, Abaye said in svara that what's the whole rationale to say that maybe there's no Zroi L'chayim and Keva, maybe there's no Bechar when it comes to Psulei HaMikdashim? It's because Psulei HaMikdashim is a hybrid. It's hektish. It started off as a regular carbon. Now you were poided. You can't be poided a carbon. Once it has a mum kavua, you could be poided. So it's a little bit kachim. It's a little bit chulin. As a result, there's a svara to say that if the pasuk computed to tzvi and anayil, so tzvi and anayil are potter ma'abachar zoi l'chaim and kevel, we'll say that this animal will also be potter from those two things. And what would be then the svara? What's the lumdus? We look at it like a chaya. That's not the lumdus. The lumdus is we look at it as hektish, because it has a tzad hektish. And if hektish is potter from bechar and it's potter from matanis, so too this psuli amikdashim is going to be potter from bechar. It's going to be potter. But as it relates to halacha v'oisev es benoi, zil hacha v'zil hacha, there should be a chiyah v'oisev es benoi. Chulin has oisev es benoi, and kachim has oisev es benoi. So bishloim as it relates to bechar, bishloim as it relates to matanis. So there's a svara to say potter. Thus, I'll use the hekish to be machriya and tell me that you're in fact potter. But oisav es benoi, you don't start with a tzad even that it should be potter. Because what are the two tzadim? It's either hektish or it's chulin. If it's hektish, you have oisav es benoi. If it's chulin, you have oisav es benoi. So Abaye Torah Papa, very geschmack. You want to know why you don't use the hektish of tzviva ayil to teach me that psuli amikdashim lachapidyon a potter from oisav es benoi? Because no svara. There has to be a svara. This hektish is based on svara. This gather of the hekish is that we're going to view it as hektish with regards to those two halachas. But as relates to Yisav Ez Benoi, being that it's noik, even behektish and bechulin, so there's no mokim to make a hektish to be machriya and to tell me that it should be potter. Amalei, but Rapapa asked Abaya the very obvious follow-up question. If that's the case, then why did the Braisa need a pasuk to tell me that there's an Isser Chelev by psuli amikdashim lachapidyoy? Meaning, it would have been a havamina, the chelo should be mutter. What would have been the havamina? Katsviva ka'ayel. Where there's no issur chelov, so maybe there should be no issur chelov here either. L'chayra, what's the svara that there should be a heter chelov? If you look at it as chulin, there's an issur chelov, and if you look at it as kachim, there's an issur chelov. Because the issur chelov by a behema has nothing to do with chulin and kachim. All animals have a issur chelov. And still you see, there would have been a havamina to darshan the hekish, the tzviva ayil, to tell me that just like a chayah doesn't have an issur chelov, maybe psulei mekdashim doesn't either have an issur chelov. If that's the case, use it for issur ves menoy as well, right? Innovating. Le amaleis, Rapapa told Abai, ihochi gabi chelvei nami nemi hochi, lemai medamas, ilo chulin chelvei nasa, ilo kachim chelvei nasa, elo lav, mi amrit, ach, velei chelvei nasa. Abai told Rapapa, I hear what you're saying. You're right. I can't tell you in Svara that there shouldn't be Oisave, that Oisave Es Benoi has to be Noyek, because you see the Hekish is going to work even where Svara says it shouldn't work. You see that from the Braisa itself as it relates to Chelov. But at the end of the day, the Braisa gives us the answer to why Oisave Es Benoi is Noyek by Psuli HaMekdashim, and we're not Memayit from the Hekish. Why? Because just like we said Chelev, because it says Ach, so too you'll say Ach, Eimanami Ach, Velo Yosef Es Benoi. Either way, so the first teretz of the Gemara, as it relates to why it is that there's no, that why is it that Oisev Es Benoi is Noyek B'Tzuli HaMekdashim? Why don't we say Tetziva Ka'ayel that it shouldn't be Noyek B'Tzuli HaMekdashim? The teretz is that it says Ach, Ach is a miut in the hekish of Tzviva Ayil, and just like the Braisa used Ach to be memait for loy chelbon, so too Ach is memait oisay ve'es benoi. So, four halachos up until this point as it relates to Psuli HaMekdashim. Number one, Psuli HaMekdashim is potter mena matanois, it's potter mena bechor. Number two, Psuli HaMekdashim is chayiv in oisay ve'es benoi, and there's also an issur chelov. There is no bechor, there's no matanois, because the pasuk compares it to the tzvi in the aisle. And just like the tzvi in the aisle don't have bechor, they don't have matanis because they're chayas, so to psuli hamikdashim is going to have the same halacha. At the same time, there is going to be a chiyuv oisav es benoi, there's going to be an esachela, because it says ach, ach is a miut in the hekish, so the hekish is only with regards to bechor and matanis, it's not with regards to those two things. Ad kan divrei Abaye. Rava had a little bit of a different sugya. Ach, loisav es benoi hudaasa. When it says ach, it's coming to be memayit from oisav es benoi. So ach tells me, even though there's a hekish, and the hekish should maybe be memayit from oisav es benoi, no. Ach is a miut in the hekish, thus there is a chiyuv oisav es benoi when it comes to psuli hamikdashim. Chelvim yidamei nafki. If that's the case, how do you know that chelev is aser by psuli hamikdashim? Now, Baya learned ach to teach me both the iser chelev and the chiyuv oisav es benoi. Rava didn't want to do that. Rava said, I'll give you a different makarta chelev. You learn it from the word damei. It says rakis damei loisaycha. The context over there is a bechor that has a mum. where if a Bechor has a Mum Kavua, it's treated like Psuli HaMikdashim. You can be paid it, but very similar halach as the Psuli HaMikdashim. And the Torah over there says that the dam of that Bechor, loy soichal, you're not allowed to eat. Faith Gemara, my domain, what does it mean? You're not allowed to eat the dam. Why would it be a Havamin you can eat the dam? Ilay me domain mamish. There'd be a Havamin that Psuli HaMikdashim you can eat the dam? The Havamin is that you look at it as chulin. Why would the Torah say you can eat the dam? In the best case scenario, Psula HaMikdashim is like the Tzvi in the aisle. The Tzvi in the aisle is not also unality. So why would you think, Atu Dama the Tzvi v'ayil mishari, Ela Damai, you have to say, said Rav, a very big Kiddush. When it says in the Torah, Rakis Damai Lo Yisoycha, you know what it means? It doesn't mean don't eat the Dam. It means Chelvoi, don't eat the Chelev. And if the Torah is saying clearly that you're not allowed to eat the Chelev from a Bechor, Balmum, Lachapidyoin, it's going to be true for all Psula HaMikdashim, Lachapidyoin, there's going to be an Issa Chelev. Fake to Gemara, Lichlev Rachman Chelvoi. If the Torah means chelev when it says rakas damay loy soichal, the obvious question that let it say rakas chelvoy loy soichal. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it didn't say it. Because it's because of Rachmanu chelev. Had it said chelev, hamamina hani akesha vahani kro, I would have made a very big mistake. I would have thought a hani akesha lemute mi karis. The chiksiv karis a oichal chelev behema hu dechsiv. Shinamiki kol oichal chelev ben behema. Had it said that you're not allowed to eat the chelev, so I would have thought that when it says you can't eat the chelev, it means that you don't have the issacharis of chalef. But at the same time, it could be it's not. It could be it's going to be aser. Meaning, after Rachmanu b'lashon damay loy malachah mad damay b'karis af chelbay b'karis. Had it said in the pasuk rachas chelbay loy soichal, then I would have thought that the is that when the Torah is saying rachas chelbay loy soichal, it means that there's a regular iser, but not an issacharis. That the Torah is telling me that it's Asr, but that there's no Issacharis. The Torah said it's Asr, Rakas Chelver Lo Yisoichal, had it said that, so that's non-negotiable. But at the same time, I would have thought there's no Issacharis, because Ahani Hekish Ketzvi V'Ka'ayil. And just like the Tzvi and Ayil don't have an Issacharis, maybe this doesn't have an Issacharis either. So you know what the Torah did? Lahitzi Miliban, of those people that would have made that mistake. What the Torah went ahead and did was, the Torah said, Rakas Domei Lo Yisoichal. And when the Torah said Domei, it really meant Chelvoi. But to teach me that the Isser Chelev of Psuli HaMikdashim is like the Isser Dam. And just like the Issadam is Bekaris, so too this is going to be Bekaris as well. Freit Gemara, how could Rava say that when it says Ach, it's coming to be Mema'it Oisev Es Benoi from the Hekesh Ketzvi V'ayil, but as it relates to Chelev, it's because of the Pasuk Rakas Damei Lo Yisoichal, it was a Mefurish Abraisa, V'atana Ach V'loi Chelbay Gomer. So Abayas Pshat is much more Matim with the Braisa, because Rava L'Chair is saying something that the Braisa doesn't say. It's like the Gemara Hachi Kama, Iluloi Nemar Damei Yisoyim Ach V'loi Chelbay. Rava's way is going to be the Braisa is, and this is interesting that the Brice is not telling you the definitive reason why it is that there's an Isser Chelev by Psuli HaMikdashim. But rather what the Brice is saying is that had it not said the Pasuk by Bechor of Rakas Damai, then I would have thought, I would have anyways known that Chelev is Aser. How would I have known Chelev is Aser? I would have known it from Ach. And now that it says Damai, I don't need Ach to tell me Chelev, how do I know Isser Chelev? I know it from Damai. So again, there were four halachos that we've discussed to this point with regards to Psuli HaMikdashim. What type of Psuli HaMikdashim? Where it was Kodam Hekdesh on the Pidyon. First it was Hekdesh, then it had a Munkavua, then you were Paidr, and this is some sort of hybrid between Chulin and Kachin. With regards to some halachas, we treat it like Chulin. With regards to other halachas, we treat it like Kachin. We said that it's treated like Kachin with regards to the fact that it's Potter from Bechar, it's Potter from Zroi L'chaim and Keva. How do I know that? Because the Torah says that Psuli HaMikdashim, you could eat wherever you want, Ketzvi V'Kail. Oh, like a tzvi and an ayah? That's a chayah. A chayah doesn't have bechar. Chayah doesn't have zroi l'chaim and keva. This psuli hamikdashim is not going to have zroi l'chaim and keva. It's not going to have bechar either. Now, for different reasons. A chayah doesn't have it because it's a chayah. These animals are behemoths. They don't have it because of the tzad hektish. But the point is, it's a drasha. Two additional halachas was that it's chayiv in oisev es benoi, and it's chayiv in chelev. Really, in Sfarah, the Gemara already spoke out, there's no havamina really. There's no good reason to think that it shouldn't, because mamanavshach, it's a behema. If it's chulin, you have oisev es benoi, you have isek chelev. And if it's kachim, you have oisev es benoi, you have isek. But being that you have a hekish that compares psuli hamikdashim to tzvi in the aisle, and the tzvi in the aisle don't have an isek chelev, and the tzvi in the aisle don't have an oisev es benoi, so now they'd already be mocking to say that look at psuli hamikdashim not like a chaya, maybe we don't look at it as a behema. Well, at the end of the day, you have drushes for that. What are the drushes? According to Abaye, Ach, the one word Ach knocks out Oisev Es Benoi and Chelev. According to Rava, Ach takes care of Oisev Es Benoi. Chelev, I know you have the Isser because it says Rakis Domi Loi Seichel. It doesn't mean Dam, it means Chelev. Why would the terrorists use the word Dam to talk about Chelev? to make sure you don't make the mistake and think that there's an issa, but there's no issa karis, kamash mamon, that it's like a regular dam that always has an issa karis, even by a chaya, this too is going to have an issa karis. The Mishnah continued and said, ve'inin yoytzen l'chulin ligazes v'liyavet, that psuliyam ektoshen, where first hektish, then the mum, you appointed it, there's still kedusha as it relates to the fact that you can't do work with it. On Tizbach, it says, again, it's the same pasuk. Rak b'chol avas nafshecha, Tizbach, v'yachal tobas. It says Tizbach l'giza. So you can use this animal now to shech, but not to shear its wool. Basar, it says, you could eat the basar v'lechalav. Can't drink the milk. The achalta you could eat, v'loy l'kavecha, you can't feed it to your dogs. Mikanshi, pay the masakach and lachim l'klavi. Now let me pay the hektish and give it to your dogs. Ikadami, some had a different drasha. It's not tizbach and not this, basa not that, v'achalta not that, but rather tizbach v'achalta. The way we darshan is look at the pasuk from a big picture. Ein l'cha behem heter achila, el mishaz v'chaveil. Once you shecht it, then it's yours. But before you shecht it, you can't. So when do you shear an animal? Before you shecht it. No, that you can't do. When would you milk an animal? Before you shecht it. That you can't do. But if that's the drosha, says where it comes out of nafkimina l'alacha, avol poydim es akachem l'achilin l'klavim, then you would be able to feed it to your dogs. Meaning if there's a drosha, miyuchedes for each word, tizbach, v'legiza, basar, v'lechola, v'ochalta, not to your klavim. Okay, so you have a drosha, that's m'may achilas klavim. You can't be poydim akachem and then feed it to your dogs. If, however, it's more of tizbach v'yachalta basav mishas zvicha, then you can do whatever you want with it. So in theory, you can milk it after you shecht it. In theory, you can shear it after you shecht it. So you should be able to feed it to your dogs as well. So a nafgamina between the two makaris, says the Gemara, is whether you can be paid to catch him to feed it to your dogs. Vladon v'chalavon aso l'acha pidyonim. So on Amud Aleph, it was chalvon, here it's chalavon. So what's the halacha with the vlad of this psuliyam ekdashim? If this animal now gives birth to a baby, so what's the halacha with it? So the vlad of the animal and the milk of the animal are going to be osir la'achar pidyoinam after you poyed it. And there's two very important diyukim that are very negeya, this rather complicated gemara. And that is, number one, osir. It doesn't say kadosh, it says osir. It's a very vague term. We'll see that my Ram are going to struggle with this word. Additionally, it says clearly la'achar pidyoinam. It sounds like it would be before pidyon. Maybe the halacha would be different. Says the Gemara as follows. So we're discussing the vlad of an animal that's kachim, that has a mum kavua. The halacha is that la'achar pidyoinam, the vlad is also. So we're going to discuss the vlad part of the Mishnah, not the cholov part of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, hechidami. We need more information. Is the case where you had an animal that was an oila. Well, an oila is a zachar, so it couldn't be an oila. It was a chatas. And then it got a mum, and you appointed it. And after the pidyon, it was nesaber, became pregnant, and now it gave birth to a child. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, that vlad is going to be aser. Why should it be aser? Vlad, tzvi v'ayil nino. We should look at it like the vlad of a tzvi and an ayil. And we just said that psuli ha-makdash l'ach ha-pidyon are treated like a tzvi and an ayil. So if they're treated like an ayil, why should it be aser? Now the truth is, what's the kasha? Even though the psuli ha-makdashim are treated like a tzvi and an ayil, and to a degree they're chulin. I mean, that's the literal meaning of ketziv a gail, that you're allowed to eat it. But we just said the potem and abachar, the potem from the Zroel l'chayim and keva, and the gedder of that ptur is because on some level we do look at it as if it has kedusha. We just said no giza, no avoida. We said that the chalav is aser. So why is it so pashit that because everything happened after pidyon? Bishlam, if after pidyon it was chulin gomer, as I understand the Gemara's kasha, right? But being that you see that even after the pidyon, it doesn't go l'chul and l'gamri. There's a whole complicated shulchan aruch of how you treat this animal. Can't feed it to the dogs, or maybe you could feed it to the dogs. So maybe it's still going to be aser, this vlad that was born afterwards. So Taisus discusses it in the sugya, but it's muchach from the Gemara that as it relates to the kedusha of the vlad, if the vlad would be born la'achar pidyon, you would treat it like a vlad of a tzvi and an ayil. There's no reason in the world that it should be aser. There's no reason for it to have any kedusha. You have to say it's pasha the abel of ne pidyonim. For the it's talking about where the animal became pregnant before the pidyon, the animal gave birth after pidyon. Incidentally, Zokta Gemara, if that's the case, halifnei pidyon mikdash namikachi. The diak that we made when we spoke out the heading of this Gemara, it's only la'achar pidyon that this is the halacha. That what? that it's only usur, but it doesn't have kedusha. But it sounds like if the animal would become pregnant and give birth before the pidyon, so the animal already had a mum kavua. You could be paided, but you weren't paided yet. And now it was this abir v'sialid. So it sounds like did halach is not only is it going to be usur, but it's even going to have kedusha. In other words, there's three madrigas, just to set this up very clearly. So we're discussing the vlad of psuli hamikdashim, where it was kadam hekdeshon lemum. Not so far. And really three madrigas. One madriga is where everything happened after pidyon. So after the pidyon already, the animal became pregnant and gave birth. There the halach is, the animal is yoytzel l'chulin. There's no issues with this animal. You can do whatever you want with this animal. The other extreme would be where everything happened before the pidyon. The animal had the mum already. Kodem hekdeshon l'muma, you weren't paided. It was this aber, it was this yalid, and now an animal was born. That animal has kedusha. What's the definition of that kedusha? That's the next gemara. But for right now, the animal for sure has kedusha. If the ibur happened before the pidyon and the leda happened after the pidyon, that's the case of the mishnah. And the halacha of the mishnah is vlad on aser. And what does aser mean? We'll have to see that in the gemara as well. But either way, for now it's three madrig. Zoch the gemara mino ani mili the tana rabbanon zochar. It says zochar. Where? So Rashi, I mean, the pasuk is vim zevach shlomim karbanoi. Now, Pashat is a very important pasuk. The pasuk is coming to teach me that whereas an oil is always a zachar, and a chatos is almost always in a keva, but a shlomim could be im zachar im nekeva. But the Gemara held, the Tana, the Spraisa held that pasuk is extra. Because if a shlomim could be either a zachar and a keva, then what could the pasuk have just done? It said nothing. It should have said im shlomim umakriv, bring this type of animal, that type of animal, im zachar im nekeva. It's not necessary. Must be, he's coming to teach me things. Zachar, as the rabbi says, avlat. Then not only if you're makdish something as a shlomim, is it a shlomim, but the vlad of a shlomim is considered a shlomim. Nekeva, the rabbi says, atmut. That tumura shlomim is considered shlomim. I know that a vlad of an animal that's a tamim, that doesn't have a mum, or the tumur of an animal doesn't have a mum. Vladi balimum, tumur is balimum minayin. How about the vlad of a balmum, or the tumur of a balmum? Keshuaymer im zachar, the rabbi's vlad balimumin. Im nekeva, the rabbi's tumura is balimumin. Either way, so it's a mafurish abrai, so with a makar now, how you know that the vlad of a shlomim balmum, so too for other karbanois, has kedusha? It's learned out from Im Zachar the Rabbis Vlad Balimum. Zok the Gemara. Oysen Vladois Shalachar Pidyoinam Matehealeim. The Vladois that are born Lachar Pidyoinam. Meaning when the Ibur happened before the Pidyoin, but the Leda happened after the Pidyoin. Like the case of Aramish. What's the Alacha going to be? Lifnei Pidyoinam. If it was born before the pidyon, the Gemara digresses, Miflik Plikibu. There it's already Machlaikis. Iklamandam Akachu the Karev. There's a mandam that says that it has Kedushi, you can even put on the Mizbech. Iklamandam Akachu the Riyah. There's a mandam that says that, no, you can't put on the Mizbech. Being that it was born to an animal that has a mum, you can't put on the Mizbech. But at the same time, it has Kedusha. You have to let it wait until it gets a mum, and then you can be poided. The Lachar Pidyoinam, Matei Aleo. What, however, is the Alacha going to be? Lachar Pidyoinam. So the wording and the commas in this Gemara are a little bit tricky. But essentially what the Gemara just did was clarified one of the things that we weren't sure about. And that is, if you have an animal that has a mum kavua and it gave birth before the pidyon, so the halacha is, we said it's kadosh. That was the diak that the Gemara made. It sounds like only if the leda happened la'achar pidyon is it only aser. But if the leda happened before the pidyon, not only is it aser, it's even kadosh. Question is, what does that kadosh mean? So you see over here, it's a machlokes. Ikam manda amar, who this manda amar is, we don't know. There's a manda amar that says that it's kadosh likarev. You can actually put it on the mizbech. There's another manda amar that says you can't put it on the mizbech. Why would you think you shouldn't be able to put it on the mizbech? Because it's not a regular kachim. It's an animal that was born to a mother that has a mum kavua. Okay, but that's not our mishnah. That was just the diak that we made in the mishnah. Where the Gemara is going to focus now is on the halach of the mishnah. The halach of the mishnah was where the ibur happened before the pidyon, the leda happened after the pidyon. There, the halach is not kadosh. The halach is aser. Zok the Gemara, the lachar pidyoinam matei alein. And here's too is a machlokes. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna said koins on the kippah. You know what you do? You take the animal, the vlad. After it's born, you put it in a kippah. You lock it up in a room. They mason. It starves to death. You kill it. Dehichli avid. And Ravuna says you have to do this because I don't have another way to work this out. Likrevinu. Should you be makrevin? The mother was a bal mum. So there's no way you could be makrev such an animal. Lifrekinos. Okay, why can't you be paided? Loyalimi lemitfas pidyonim. The reason you can't be paided because it was born after the pidyon. So being that it was born after the pidyon of the mother affected the vlad. So the vlad doesn't have enough
kedusha for you to be able to be poided. It's a little counterintuitive. You need more kedusha on something in order to be able to be poided that kedusha. Right? Sometimes you need more kedusha for the pidyon to be toifus. So being that it was born after the pidyon of the mother, there's no makim for the kedusha to be toifus. And as a result, there's no etzah. Amri ben mar rav mishad rav chanina, but Eretz Yisrael, they said over the name of rav chanina that there is an etzah. Samalcha pidyonam matfis on l'shem oisoy zevach. That before you poida the vlad, what you do is, assuming it's a shlamin, just for argument's sake, you go ahead and you makdish the vlad as a shlamin. Faith the Gemara, samach lepidyoinam. Maybe the pnei, I thought you can't be paid this vlad. So what do you mean samach lepidyoinam? You're gonna be matfis the vlad with the kedusha that it has from its mother. Aleimah, what it means is samach lepidyon iman matfis on l'shem moisay zevach. Doesn't mean samach lepidyoinam, but what it means is samach lepidyon iman. Meaning, Reb Chanina said there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is that before you're paid to the mother, you can be paid to the mother, there's nothing to talk about, that's the halacha of Psuli HaMakdashin. The baby was born la'achar pidyon. But what you were supposed to do, this was the Eitzah, that right before you were paid to the mother, before while the baby was still inside, you're supposed to be makdish the baby with the kedusha that it already has from the mother. Once you do that, now, here's the punchline, the pidyon, not easy, of the mother won't be chal on the uber, thus it won't lose its kedusha, so that you will be able to be paid to the child after the child was already born. So according to Rav Huna, there's no way, it's nothing to do with this child. Because being that it was born la'acha pidyon, there is no way to be makrivit, and there's no way to be paid it, because it doesn't have enough kedusha. Why doesn't it have enough kedusha? Because the pidyon of the mother was chal on the vlad, so there's no way to be paid it. Rav Chanina said, you're right, once it's born, there's no way to, but if you're smart about it, chacham ein avaroshay, there is a way out. The way out is before you paid the mother, be makdish the uber. By doing that, the pidyon of the mother won't be chal for the uber. If that's the case, then when the uber is born, you'll be able to be paid to the uber. So at the very least, you'll have something from it. It won't be aser mamish. There will be some sort of etzah. Now, the truth is, Rashi speaks out just in Pashim Shan in the Gemara, that in terms of understanding the Gemara a little bit better, and that is that's Pashit, that this is only an issue on a Durabana level. There's no issue on a Duraisa level. There is no issue on a Duraisa level is because the pidyon on the mother mid Duraisa works for the uber. So really, once you apply to the mother, the uber is fine. Uber Yerachim, Rashi says, and the pidyon of the mother is going to work for the uber. This is all on a Durabana level, and the question is, mid Durabana, we don't want the pidyon of the mother to work for the uber. If that's the case, so what do we do? What do we do with this uber? According to Rav Huna, it has nothing to do with the uber. According to Rav Chanina, it has nothing to do with the uber if you stay status quo. But if you're proactive and you actually understand how to circumvent the system in this case, there is something you can do. What you can do is you can give it a kedusha, the same kedusha that it already had before you paid it, or before you paid it to the mother, and that's going to be it. It says in our time am I. And what's time am I? Time am I, why don't we just say that if midday raisa, the pidyon of the mother works for the uber, so what's the issue over here? Let the uber just be mutter. We just spoke out that Rashi says it's all midirabanan. So if it's all midirabanan, time am I, then why would the rabbanan worried in the first place? Why don't they just say, when you pay to the mother, you'll be paid to the uber? I'm Rab Levi said, Gzeir Hashem Yigadman Adarim Adarim. Because he didn't want that this animal of Psuli HaMikdashim should be hanging around. Because what did the Mishnah say about this animal? It's Asa B'Giz of Avoida. So if you leave an animal in your backyard and you allow it to do its thing, there's a good chance you're going to do Giz of Avoida. So we wanted to get rid of it. Now, if the loch is that it has an uber, the uber is mutabana, you may breed it. You may leave it around so that you can benefit from the children. So we said that any child that it gives birth to is going to be asabana. If that's the case, there's no chashash, shem yigadol adorim adorim. That's why the Rabbana went ahead and the Rabbana gave this aid. Either Rav Huna had no workaround for this. He said that when it says in the Mishnah, asr means asr, you have to kill this animal. As a later of Chanina, Chanina had an Eitzah. His Eitzah was, Samuch lepidyonimoy be matvis the uber with the Kedusha that it already has. Now you'll be able to be paid to the uber. Machlek is how to understand the word Aser in the Mishnah. Rav Chanina said that if you want to be matvis, you can be matvis at l'shem oisoy zevach. So if this was a shlomim, so the Vlad of the shlomim was going to have Kedusha shlomim, go ahead and give it its own Kedusha shlomim. What if I want to make it something else? What if I want to make it an oila? I want to make it a chatas. Can I do that or can I not do that? Says the Gemara, Amale e matfis. Sheish to Ravina doesn't work. My time, Amale, Goma b'sharecha b'sharecha mi b'char. Ma b'char e matfis l'chol zavach shiyus. Just like a b'char, an animal that has kedushas b'char, you can't be makdish it. It has Kedushas Bechor already. Can't give it another Kedusha. The Chsev Ach Bechor, Asher Yevuka L'Hashem Bevehemo, Lo Yakdish Ish Oysa. You can't be Makdish Bechor. Af Hani, Ein Matvizim L'Chazav Asher Yeretzah. So too, as it relates to this animal, you can't be matvis l'chalzevach sheyirtza. You can give it its own kedusha, but if you want to give it just like a bechor, you can't give it a different kedusha. So too, the vlad, apsuli amikdashim, where it was nisabra before the pidyon, and it was born lachar pidyon. If you want to use Rabbi Chanina's eitza of being matvisit b'kedusha before the pidyon of the mother, so that you'll be able to be poyed of the vlad later, you can only do it if it's l'shem. But if you want to give it a different type of hektish, that's not something you can do. Zokta Gemara Tanya Kavase the Rav Sheshes. This looks a little scary, but really, from here until the bottom of the Yomad, there's going to be no chedushim. It's going to be Chazoras Hashir. Zokta Gemara Kodshim Shekada Mum Kavu like Deishim. Again, we're bringing a brisa to support Rav Sheshes. What did Rav Sheshes say? The Rav Chanina's Eitzah only works l'shem Oisoy Zevach. But if you want to be machu with enough something else, that you can't do. Kodshim that had a Mum Kavu before hektish. That's the ratio of the Mishnah and Daf Yudalam and Aleph. Vinifto, and then you appoint it. It's chayav b'mchayir matanos, regular chulin. Bein lefnei pidyoinim, bein la'acha pidyoinim, ha'goyiz avayvi b'hem enes avik zabam. If you do work with it, if you shear it, doesn't matter, before pidyoinim, la'acha pidyoinim, you don't get malchus, it's chulin. Bein lefnei pidyoinim, bein la'acha pidyoinim, enes en t'mura. It's never ois t'mura. Ulefnei pidyoinim, mayalin b'hem, ula'acha pidyoinim, ein mayalin b'hem. Uvladeseim chayil, the vladois are chayil, the niftim t'mini, it can be paid even if it doesn't have a mom. Again. It's not hektish. If it's not hektish, you treat it like regular chulin. And you want to be makdish it? You can be makdish it. What type of hektish? Any hektish. It's chulin. Here's the rule. You always have to read the fine print. It's chulin l'chol divrayim with a kloy shaldavar. Stating that, there is one halacha where it is negeya kachem. What is that? Mitzvah's ilui. Says Rashi, what does mitzvah's ilui mean? Means you have to be paid it. So if you want to be paid it, I mean it's only lacha pidyoinim. So if you have to be paid it, there's a mitzvah. You have to assess it, and you have to follow the protocol of how you assess kachim before you paid it. That's the only thing that's negeya as it relates to hilchas kachim. That is, how are you going to be paid it? But that's the only shulchan aruch you need to know. As it relates to treating it with kedusha itself, that it doesn't have any kedusha. That's if first it had the mum, then it had the hektish. What if the hektish came before the mum? Or if it had a mum before the hektish? Then the mum kavur came later. In other words, the safe of the Mishnah. So then the halach is v'niftu after pidyon p'tur ben abchor ben amatonis. You're not allowed to do giz of avoida. There is tmura. It's hektish, so it's oisat tmura. Before pidyon, there's milo lacha pidyonim ein milo mehem. They say, and this is what we need, Kodesh has Kedusha. They ain't niftim t'mimim. You can't be poida the Vlad when it's a tamim. They ain't matfis in l'chol zevach shayirtz. And you can't just go ahead and give it a Kedusha. Because this Vlad, the Vlad of what? Of the Braisa, which is also the Vlad of our Mishnah, if you want to go ahead now and say, you know, this Vlad, Shlom, I want it to be an oila. Ain't matfis in l'chol zevach shayirtz. Kloi shodobah, here's the rule. Harein kehektesh l'chol divrayim. They ain't l'chavem elehet rachil b'vad. The only thing you could do is eat it. But other than that, it has so many didei kachim. Says the Gemara, parenthetically, Kloli Shaldavah the Reisha Lasuyimai. This Kloli Shaldavah is coming to be married something. The Kloli Shaldavah the Reisha, which is talking about where the mum came before the hektish, is coming Lasuyeh Shaykh the Mechutz, the Pata. It's coming to be married, Shkitas Chutz is also Pata, like the Mishnah said. Kloli Shaldavah the Sefer, what's that coming Lasuyeh Chalavah, that the Chalav is going to be Asir as well. But what's the bottom line? What do we need from this Braisa? One thing, that if you want to take this Vlad and you want to be Makdish of the Chalzevach Shayirtsa, you can't do that. That's Tanya Kavasa to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said the Rav Chanina's Eitzah to save this Vlad was only to give it the hektish, the kedusha that it already has. But if you want to change the kedusha, just like the Bechor, you can't give it kedusha. You couldn't do this with this animal either. It's the Mefurash Braisa. The Mishnah didn't say it, but the Braisa said it. In the Braisa, which elaborated on the halachas of the Mishnah, threw in that as it relates to the Vlad of the Seifa, which is the topic of the second part of the daf, you can't be matvus of the chalzevach sheyirtz. It's a Mefurash Braisa. Kirav Sheshes. Oh, my, one last point. Ein niftin t'mimin ve'ein matvus in the chalzevach sheyirtz. Sounds like t'mimin hudalei mifriki. Habali mum mifriki. It sounds like that you just can't be paid to this tmimim. But if you want to be paid to the Vlad as a Baal Mum, you could. Additionally, chol zevach sheyirtzu dei matfisan. You can't just be matfisan. If you want to be matfisan, you can't be matfisan to any animal you want. And they, Allah is zevach matfisan. But for that carbon, you could. Sagt die Gemara, hechi mischkachas oder matwiesen leuze zewach, vinniften dut mumim, neem ot yavi tufte de Rav Huna. Isn't this a mefurisha kasha on Rav Huna? Well, we had a machlokes Rav Huna, Rav Chanina, what you do with this Vlad. The Mishnah said the Vlad is awesome. Rav Huna said awesome means you kill it. There's nothing you can do with it. Rav Chanina said there's eitzes. What's the eitzes? You can be matvisit l'shem oyser zevach, and then you wait till it has a mumim, and then you point it. It's mefurisha in the braisa. Both things Rav Chanina said are mefurisha in the braisa. Number one, the braisa says you can be matvisit l'shem oyser zevach. Did it say that? No. It said you can't be matvis l'chol zevach. From there, you could be medai, you could be matvis l'chol zevach. It also said in the braisa so that you could be poided after it gets the balmum. Now, did it really say that? No. This is important. Gemara is asking a kasha of something it didn't say. But the diuk is, it seems to be glaring. It says you can't be poided as a tamim. But it sounds like if it has a mum, at that point, you would be able to be poided. So the Gemara, is this not a tuftan Rav Huna? I'm like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to tell you. Who had in that for the balimum and a niftan? Really, I'll tell you, can't be poided even as a balimum. Right? You tani reisha niftan tmidim. Tani nami seifa a niftan tmidim. The seifa is just going agav reisha. The reisha is talking about where it's real chulin. There the halachas you can be poided tmidim. So the seifa is you can't be poided tmidim, but really can't be poided if it's a balimum either. Tana vaidu tani reisha lasavach sheyirza. Additionally, as it relates to could I make it hektish? The reisha said, where the mum came before the hakdish, it's regular chulin. If it's regular chulin, I can make it any carbon I want. So Tana Nami say for the chol zevach sheyirtza, you can't make it the chol zevach sheyirtza. But really, you can't even make it l'shem oyser zevach. Don't bring me rayas from this braisa to Rav Chanina, not like Rav Huna. Exhale. On that note, just one har. That is that the first part of today's daf, and really, this is something that underpins the sugis of Psuliyah Mekdashim. We had this in the earlier part of the Masechta as well. Is that psulei hamikdashim laachar pidyon are treated katzvi v'ka'ay? The Torah says rak b'chol avas navshecho tizbach v'yachal tovas. Talking about a carbon, and the Torah says you can take this carbon and you can eat it however you want to eat it. Avas miloshen taivla b'chol avas navshecho tizbach v'yachal tovas. Any way you want. Doesn't matter where in Eretz Yisrael you are, the north, the south, the east, the west. Anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, you have a right to go ahead and eat it. Hatame v'hator yoichlenu katzvi uviko ayel. It has to, the tummy can eat it, the Torah can eat it, and you can eat it the same way you eat the tzvi and the ayel. And those words, ketzvi viko ayel, reverberate throughout these difficult sugyas that deal with psuli hamikdashim, because the Torah seems to be saying that we treat psuli hamikdashim, even though it's a behema, but we treat it ketzvi viko ayel. But the question is, what's pashup shat? When the Torah says ketzvi viko ayel, what does the Torah mean to say? The drushes, you're potter from Zroi L'chaim and Keva, you're potter from Bechar, we had an Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph, could you be poida a petach hamar with a said that's psuli amikdashim l'acha pidyon? The Gemara said no, because it says ketzvi v'ka'ayel. And just like you can't be poida a petach hamar with a tzvi and an ayel, it has to be a said, so too you can't be poida with psuli amikdashim. So there's a line of halachas that are learned out from ketzvi v'ka'ayel. But what's Pashup Shah? Pashup Shah says, Rashi in Chumash, ketzvi v'ka'ayel she'in karben b'mehen. You know what the Torah is coming to say? The Torah is coming to say that this animal is so chulin, it's like a tzvi and an ayel. A tzvi and an ayel can't be kachin. Ain't carbon bo mehem. Only behemoths go on the mizbeach. Chayus don't go on the mizbeach. So just like a tzvi and an ayel are so chulin, that in carbon ba mehem, that's how chulin this is going to be. That the Torah is coming to emphasize that as it relates to the heter achila, only the heter achila, rak b'chol amvas navshecho tizbach v'yachal tabasar, not only could you eat it, like it's some b'dieved, that even though it's a shtickle kotcha, but I can eat it. As it relates to the iser achila, or the heter achila, it's ketzvi v'ka'al. You know how not kotcha it is? Like a tzvi, a hersh. Does a tzvi have any element of kedusha whatsoever? No. Because a tzvi has no shaykhis to kedushas mizbeach. So just like the tzvi and the ayel have absolutely no shaykhis to kedushas mizbeach, so too says Rashi, that's poshup shad on the pasuk. That's what the Torah is coming to say when it says ketzvi v'ka'al. Problem is that it's not so posh what Rashi is saying. Meaning, if you ask a man on the street, can you take a chaya, a kosher chaya, and put it on the mizbech? A tzvi and an ayel. You let it be makrib a tzvi on the mizbech? You let it be makrib an ayel on the mizbech? You say, of course not. What's the haba meaning you could? That's all posh it. There's a sugi arucha. It's a mesechta zvachim. I'd love to say talked away, but it's not. It's zvachim daf lamedale. That's what you would expect to find these sugis. In fact, it's machlikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. Chaya, itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Oiver Basay. If somebody takes a chaya and he's makrivit on the mizbeach, he's Oiver Basay. Reish Lakish Oma Reish Lakish says, Einoi Oiver Bevaloi Klo. If somebody would take a chaya, a tzvi, and he would put it on the mizbeach, he wouldn't be over anything. Rabbi Yochanan Oma Oiver Basay, Behemin Chaya Loi. The Torah always says that korbanos is supposed to be behemoth. So there's an asay. Resh Lakish Amei Ein Ovei B'Vloi Klo Mahula Mitzvah. It's true the Torah says many times Mshar, Kesef, Eis, different types of animals that go on the Mizbeach. But that's only the Mitzvah. What does that mean? That's only the Mitzvah. Zok Rashi Behema Mitzvah Lahakriv V'Chaya Rishos. Resh Lakish holds that if you want to take a Chaya and you want to put it on the Mizbeach, Rishos, you have a right to do it. The Torah always says Behema Mahula Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to put behemoths on the Mizbeach. But as relates to a chaya, the chaya is going to be rishos. And the truth is, the achroinim discuss what pashup shan and shitas Reish Lakish. Yesh lachgar. Is Reish Lakish saying that avada, tzvi, and anayil don't have any kedusha? Meaning, there's no kedusha zakof. There's no din, zrika, and aktara, and shita, and kabbalah, and ilacha, etc. when it comes to a chaya. What kind of dinim does it have? It's just that there's no isser to put a chay on the Mizbech. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan said that over basay, Reish Lakish said, no, you're not over basay. The Torah always says, asay, ahula mitzvah. But it doesn't necessarily preclude a chaya from rishus, from being allowed to go on the Mizbech. Oye shloimar, that avada, it, maybe it's more than that. Maybe it does have dinan. And maybe, just like a behema could have kedusha, just like a behema could have kedusha zagof, a chaya could also have kedusha zagof. And when someone's makdish a chaya, it's going to have kedusha. And if it's going to have kedusha, the halacha is, you'll be able to put on the mizbeach. I saw in the shiur for Rav Shulam David Shlita, Rav David Soloveitchik, he's very mairich, in Pasha Pshad and Shitas Reish Lakish, and he says, Gishmak it stodim lakan lakan, just speak out one side each way. L'chura, if you're going to tell me that Avada the Chaya has no Kedusha, there's no Kedusha, but it's just Rishos. If you want to put on the Mizbech, put on the Mizbech. What happened to the Halacha of Chulin Ba'azara? It's a sugya Ruch and Masechtas Chulin. You're not allowed to bring Chulin Da'azara. You certainly can't Shecht Chulin Da'azara. So if you can't bring Chulin in Da'azara, and there's a Manama that says Chulin Ba'azara is Da'iraisa, how could you take Chulin and put it on the Mizbech? This whole concept of saying that the Chaya is Rishos, is L'chaira, something that contradicts the whole idea of Chulin Ba'azara. So if you can tell me that it has no Kedusha, it's just that Rishos, if you want to put on the Mizbech, you can put on the Mizbech. L'chaira Chulin Ba'azara Ma'tehele. What are you going to do with that, Sugya? Elamai, you're going to tell me it does have Kedusha. But Rav David asked the real brisk Gahara, and that is, which Kedusha is it going to have? L'mais, if you look in the Rambam and Perek Aleph Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonis, so he makes a very nice sikum of all the psukim in the Torah that talk about different karbonis. Somebody wants to bring an oila. So an oila can come from five meaning. An oilam can be a shar, a kesef, a kesef seh, an ace. Or if you want, it could be tyrim, bnei yoina. Right, it could be from a knife. A shlamim has its types of animals. A chattas has its types of animals. An ashim has its types of animals. The Torah never mentions chaya. So if the Torah never mentions chaya, if you want to go ahead now, you want to take a chaya, you want to bring it as a carbon, which carbon is it going to be? Oila? It's not mentioned as one of the animals that you can bring as an oila. Chattas? Meaning you can't just say, I'm being makdish a chaya. You have to be a little bit more specific. So you have to give it a kedusha. You have to give it a name. Which name is it going to have? So he was muching very stark in the shir that what name exactly is this hektish of this chaya going to have? But the bottom line is, we're learning a sugi over here of Kitzvi v'ka'ayil, that the tzvi and the ayil have no shaychis to kachim, and that's the punchline of the pasuk. The pasuk shot like Rashi says, she'ein karbin b'mehem. Really, it's b'machleik ishnuya, it's totally the machleik ish Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no way to take this and put it on the Mizbeach. According to Reish Lakish, you could put it on the Mizbeach, and according to one tzad, at least in Lumdis, and how you're supposed to understand Shitas Reish Lakish, it could be the Azdini Akrova with Kedusha Sagov, with a mitzvah saktara. Like when you learn Perek Mizbeach Mekadesh, there's something called Aktaras Psulim, im Olu Lo Yerdu. Right, if something possible goes on the Mizbeach, you can leave it there. And the Biskurov, of course, learned in the Shir that it's not pshat, you can just leave it there. Ah, it's there, you leave it there. if there was no Din Aktara, you wouldn't be allowed to leave it there. Im Olu Lo Yerdu means that there's a Aktaras Psulim. In Reish Lakish's world, there's a tzad that there's a Aktara Vachayim. There's Aktara Psulim. Though chaya is really not something that's supposed to go on the Mizbech, but there is a concept of aktara as it relates to a chaya. Either way, l'chayra ar sugya, and really pashup shad in the pasuk where Rashi learns it, is a lot more matim with Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and it's something they have to work on a little bit as far as the lumdis goes to try to reconcile it with Shitas Reish Lakish. But in the spirit of digressing, something fascinating, and it's as big a digression as we've ever made, but it ties back in, and it's something very, very interesting. And that is the Mechaber in Hilchis Tzitzis. This is an Erech Chaim, Simin Ches. Discusses how you're supposed to put your talus on in the morning. Seder Atifasoi, Kederech Pnei Adam, Shemiskasim B'Ksusam, Va'oiskim B'Malachtam, Pa'amim b'kisoy arosh, pa'amim b'giloy arosh. Says the Mechaber, v'nochein, it's proper, sheyechaser roshay b'talas. The appropriate thing is that when you're wearing your talis, sheyechaser roshay b'talas. You should cover your head with a talis. The Makar to this Loshon HaShulchan Aruch is the Torah. The Torah right here in Simon Ches brings the same exact halacha. He says, v'nochein, sheyechaser roshay b'talas. And there's a tremendous machloikis, Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe, right there, alatar, on this tour, to try to understand Pashup Shana what the tour meant. The Beis Yosef says that when the tour said, Umechasa is Roshay, don't think that what the tour is trying to tell you is that when you daven and you're wearing talis and tefillin, you should make sure you're wearing a yarmulke. It sounds a little bit like that's what the tour is saying. V'nochem sheyechasa Roshay betalis. Meaning, when you're wearing a talis, make sure you cover your head, because you're a yid, and you're supposed to wear a yarmulke. So when you're davening, you should make sure that you're wearing a yarmulke. Says the Beis Yosef, because if that's what the Torah means, it almost sounds like the Torah is saying that only when you're davening do you have to cover your head. But if you're not davening, it's not so important. And the Mishnah says it's not true. He brings many rayas from Gemaras that a yid has to cover, so yid always has to wear a yarmulke. So if a yid always has to wear his yarmulke, it can't be that the Torah is saying, v'nochen sheyechasa es roshay, with a yarmulke while you're davening. Because it sounds like only when you're davening. No, you always have to wear a yarmulke. What then does the Torah mean? The Torah means something else. The Torah is coming to tell you the mitzvah min hamufchar of tzitzis. The most appropriate way of wearing tzitzis is lehisatef bat tzitzis. That's the bracha we make on the talis. And lehisatef means katifa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. You should wear the talis over your head. It's the derech hamufchar of wearing the talis. But not v'nochen sheyechaser roshay with a yarmulke while you're wearing your talis. V'nochen sheyechaser roshay with the talis while you're wearing the talis, because that's the derech hamufchar, that's the proper way to go ahead and wear it. Says the Darkei Moshe. V'af ki mitzvah l'shmoya el divrei Beis Yosef. B'feirusha, even though there's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Yosef. It's interesting, because who's the Darkei Moshe? It's the Ramah, who often argues with the Beis Yosef. But says the Darkei Moshe, even though there's a mitzvah to listen to the Beis Yosef, when it comes to his understanding, anyways, of the Torah, mikamokim nirali amashakosav ator umechaser roshay, you know what he means? Not what the Beis Yosef means. Rad kadesh lo yehei begilu yoroish hu kipshutoi. Ki beloy tzitzis. If you're not wearing tzitzis, ain isr leilech begilu yoroish. There's no way to go with Gilead Reich. Rak Midas Chasidus. All it is a Midas Chasidus. Kumecha Kosav, like the Torah himself said in Simon Beis, B'Shem Maharam. What's this Torah in Simon Beis? In Simon Beis, the Torah says as follows. Amrei B'Shua V'Levi, Asol Leilech B'Koyim Zekufa. A Yitzhak will walk around B'Koyim Zekufa. Shenem Amaloi Chalorit Kavoide. With a Gaifa. And then the Mechaber says, the Torah says, V'Yichah says Roishai. Kid Isanami Hasam Ravuno. Loi Ozol Dalar Amas B'Gilead Reich. Amashchina Lamayla Me Roishi. The Torah is making a diak. Asr leilech bekoimer zakufa, and then he says v'yechaser es roshay. When it comes to walking bekoimer zakufa, the Torah says asr. When it comes to covering your head, v'yechaser es roshay. Incidentally, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber brings this halacha as well in Simon Beis, and the Mechaber says as follows: asr leilech bekoimer zakufa, and then he says v'loyeilech arba amos begili arush. The Vilna Gaon makes the deal. When it comes to koimer zakufa, it's asr. When it comes to covering your head, it's v'loyeilech. The Torah's lashon is even more subtle. V'yichasa harosh says that Darkei Moshe, it sounds like it's a midas chasidus. See, if that's the case, this is the Torah l'shitasa. The Torah said in Simon Beis, v'yichasa harosh, it's a nice thing. You should wear a yarmulke. You don't have to, but v'yichasa harosh, it's definitely an appropriate thing to do. But that's when you're not wearing your talis. When you're wearing your talis, v'nochem sheyichasa harosh the talis. Not yichasa harosh with the talis. Doesn't matter how you wear the talis. Nochem sheyichasa harosh, even though I say you don't have to wear a yarmulke, it's only a midas chasidus. But when it comes to when you're wearing the talis, then already it's nochem sheyichasa harosh. In other words, a machloikis, Beis Yosef and Darkei Moshe. I mean, it doesn't get more yisoidi than this. These are the most classic sources that we have in Shulchan Aruch. Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, whether a yid has to wear a yarmulke, or whether it's only a midas chasidus. Beis Yosef says very, very clearly, a yid has to wear a yarmulke. Darkei Moshe says it's only a midas chasidus. And really, the context is, a machloik is how to understand the Lashon HaTor, where the Torah said, v'nochen sheyechas es roshay, a Lashon that's brought down by the Beis Yosef himself, in Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, in Erechaim Simen Beis. Beis Yosef understood that it means you have to cover your head with the talis on top of your yarmulke. The Darkei Moshe said that what it means is, v'nochen sheyechas es roshay, you should wear a yarmulke while you're wearing a talis. But otherwise, it's only midas chasidus. It's not something that you necessarily have. So what in the world does this have to do with Tzvi and an aisle? What does this have to do with Psuli HaMikdashim? The Magen Avraham in Simin Ches says, Ayin Shailas HaTshuvas Mart. Shal, Simen Ayin Beis. And it's worth being Ma'ayin, because the Marshal, Kiyadu, was very sharp. And this Marshal is, you have to see it to believe it. Marshal was asked the following question. L'misha roishe kovid, yeshle heter leshe velecha begile roish. Someone whose his head is hurting. Is it okay for him to sit and eat without wearing a yarmulke? Is it okay to sit and eat without a yarmulke for someone that's roishe kovid? That was the question that was asked in the Marshal. So I'm reading verbatim from the Shaila of Tshuvas Mashal Simen Ayin Beis Tshuva. Ein ani yodea isel avorech b'loy kisei roish. I don't know of any makar that it should be usher to make a bracha without kisei roish, let alone to eat without kisei roish. So he says, my muscha rishon would be that for sure you could eat without covering your head, without wearing a yarmulke. You could even make a bracha. And then he says as follows: V'lulei sheineni rogo lachlek ala kadmoinim. He says, usually my custom is not to argue with kadmoinim im lav sheyesh gadol sheyesayuni, unless I have a gadol. So it's for that reason I'm being a little bit careful with what I say. But he says, hayisi noita. Oh, I don't have the whole thing. Hayisi noita. I'm noita to think. I lost it. I printed it out, but I didn't bring it. I would think that it's not only okay to go ahead and eat and to make a bracha without covering your head, but I would take it even a step further. I would say that it's okay to learn Kriyishma, says the Marshal, without covering your head. He says, you're going to tell me to learn Kriyishma without covering your head? How is that possible? Right? The Shulchan Aruch for sure said that when you're wearing a talis, you should cover your head. How in the world would it be possible to go ahead and learn Kriyishma? So he says, I have a raya. You know what my raya is? From a medrash. Her a goynis. From the Marsha. The Medrash says as follows. The Medrash is dashing a pasuk in Sefer Micha, where Micha Hanavi tells the Yidden, he says, Ami, take a look at Maos Sisi Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so good to you. Hashem is not matriach you. You know, we think sometimes Hashem is being matriach. Hashem is not matriach Yidden. He says, take a look. Amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. It's a long Medrash. Just read one excerpt. It's Emor Parshach of Zion. It's Vav. Shalachti Lechem Shloisha Shluchim. Hashem said, when the Yidden went to Midbar, I gave you three Shluchim. Moshe, Aharon, and Miriam. Shema achlu miken, shema shasu miken, shema tricha aleim. Were they matriach you? Did Moshe take things from you? Did Aharon and Miriam take things from you? No, it was just the opposite. Mischusem atem esparnesen. Everything that you had in the Midbar actually came from them. Haman was b'schus Moshe. Habe'er was b'schus Miriam. Danani akovoid was b'schus Aharon. Amalem Rabbi Yitzchak. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, here's the punchline. Moshel and Melech sheshalach prusdugma shaloi lemadim. There was a king who had a prusdugma. He had a charter. He had a doctrine that he wanted the people in his Medina to pledge allegiance, that every day they should acknowledge who it is the Melech of their Medina. Ma'asu b'nei Medina. So what did Medina do? They knew they had to read this letter. Amdu al ragleim. They stood up. Uporu es reshayim. They uncovered their head. That was considered covered. V'karu, and they read it, be'ema u'be'yira b'reses u'be'zeya. Because this is a king, and the king said that you have to read this letter every day. So how are you going to pledge allegiance? You do it with Eimu B'yira B'res Simezeya. Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yisrael. Darshening a pasuk in Micha. Hada prus dugma didi lo yitrachti aleichem. I gave you a prus dugma. What's the pledge allegiance that a Yid says every single day? Pamayim Bahava. Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. And I wasn't matriach. Lo yomarti aleichem. I never told you should take kairin kriyishma. Lo yoimdem. I never said you have to stand. I never said you have to take your yarmulke off. You can do it with your yarmulke. It's okay. Elo, I said, "Meshivtecha beveisecha, uvelechtecha baderech, uveshachbecha uvkumecha." Says the Marshal, "Amalam Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." That when it came to Kriyishma, I was never matriach you. I never told you that you have to stand. I never told you you have to take your yarmulke off. If you want, you can do it out. You can wear your hat. Do whatever you want. Everything is okay. You could say Kriyishma however you want to say Kriyishma. Says the Marshal. It sounds to me that Hashem is telling the Yidden, I wasn't matriach you to take your yarmulke off. But if you want to take the yarmulke off and you want to learn Kriyishma like that, it's something that you're allowed to do. Dvarim Nairam. So says the Marshal, that if you would ask me, I would say, you can eat Begilui Rosh, you can make a bracha Begilui Rosh, you can even learn Kriyishma Begilui Rosh. How can you learn Kriyishma Begilui Rosh? How does that make sense? It makes sense over here. So again, I printed out some of the wrong papers there. But just Vishamati says the Marshal, just reading excerpts. Abu Bozet Temihani, listen to Marshal says. Shenagu Isser Bepriyas Roish, Af Beloit Filo.
He says, I heard that people are noyeh prius shablayv. V'lo yadati ma'ayinza. Kilo matzino iser prius rosh. Kiyim li'isha. He says, a woman you find, she's not allowed to uncover her hair. K'diizu perka mader. U'mimidus chasidus u'shloy leich tamas. The whole idea of not going dalet ames, it's all mimidus chasidus. V'al davka licha dalet ames. K'diizu perka kol kisvet. I'm Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina said, teisi li d'lo yisagina dalet ames begila rosh. V'u mimidus chasidus. K'meisha chashev shan inuch teisi li. V'oid raya. It brings many rayas. And then he says, you know, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to go b'koy meskufa. We made the diak earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo yeleich b'koy meskufa. And but when it comes to Gili Reish, the Lashon is more subtle. And he says, unfortunately, today there are so many people, Shaini Eden, that they would never walk outside. This is the Marshal talking. It's amazing. They would never walk outside without a yarmulke. Who would do that? But b'koy meskufa, that they have no problem. And he says, it's oylem hafech ra'yisi. Because b'koy meskufa, read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. There he says, asur leilech b'koy meskufa. You're not allowed to go with azak gaiva. But when it comes to gili reish, that's already it. That's a midas chasidus, says the Mashal. This is what he says afterwards. He says that he found, he heard about a certain chacham, v'shamati al chacham echad. Amazing. He says it was a chacham echad mashal. He said he heard about a chacham echad. He used to learn without his yarmulke. But amasha kovid olav hamasa. It was very heavy. He says, but at the end of the day, of course, don't go with the slamaisa because people think it's bad and don't even do b'chadji chadarim. But the bottom line is, it's a fascinating mashal in Siman Ayin Beis where it clearly held on the Ikar Adin. This is not something that's going to be an issue. So, what does that have to do with our sugya? We still didn't get to the punchline. I saw the Chidah in his Birkei Yosef in Siman Beis. He brings a kasha that he heard from a gadol echad on this marshal. The marshal brought a raya from a medrash. The medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, it wasn't my triach you to say kriyashma b'priyei rosh. I said, it's not a big deal. He said, it's fine. You don't have to. Lo yitrachti sounds like if you want to, you're good. It's just lo yitrachti. If you look at the hemshich of that medrash, it says one more thing. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rab Simon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asari mine behemos masarti lecha. There are 10 behemos that we have. Shloisha b'shuscha. Three of them are more domesticated. There's seven of the kosher animals that you have to go get. When I gave you the mitzvah of kabbonis, I was never matriach you and said, go to the mountains and go start hunting a yachmar. So the Chidah said he heard a kasha from an Adam Gadol, and he said it's a kushin of law. The same lashon of leyitrachti that the mashal was being medayik as it relates to gilui and priy roish for kriyishma, it says regarding a chaya. Leyitrachti aleichem to get a chaya. I wasn't. It sounds like if you want to put a chaya on the mizbech, maybe you would be allowed to put on mizbech. Could you put a chaya on the mizbech? He says, of course not. So if you can't put a chaya on the mizbech, even though it says leyitrachti, you see the lashon leyitrachti doesn't mean anything. So how could the mashal say this chiddush nifla based on this diuk of leyitrachti in the same medrash it says leyitrachti with regards to be mak? And everybody knows you can't be makir v'chaya. But the truth is, does everybody know you can't be makir v'chaya? It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's true. According to Reish Lakish, it's beautiful. It's the same lo yitrachti. It sounds like the Marshal was coming more mitzad Reish Lakish. The problem is that the sugya in Masechet Zvachim Daf Lamed Daled reconciles. And it comes out at the very end, tiyufta de Reish Lakish tiyufta. And the truth is, Malach is always like Rabbi Yochanan Keneged Reish Lakish. So even though the Marshal's pshat would work, the Shitas Reish Lakish, but L'chay Reish Lakish is upgefragt. Now, you have to do the Cheshbon, but could it be that this Shaila and the Marshal and the Reish Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, with something as basic as, does a Yid have to wear a yarmulke? Again, Mi'ikar Adin we're discussing. Does a Yid have to wear a yarmulke? Could it be a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish? Either way, there's a lot more to talk about. We'll see how bad do we have to digress tomorrow to know whether we'll come back. Wow.